The consequences of the Sunday attack on Egyptian troops in Sinai are still unfolding. Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi sacked Chief of Intelligence, Governor of North Sinai, and asked Hussein Tantawi, the defense minister, to replace the commander of military police.
The decrees taken by the president reshuffling some of the top security and military officials and officers set up a long gone principle of punishment to the people who do not live up to their own responsibilities.
Morsi also dismissed the head of presidential guard, who asked the president not to attend the slain soldier's funeral due to security reasons. Many here hope that President Morsi will bring all those who committed these crimes to justice promptly.
I think that it's pretty normal that President Morsi fired the security officials, and I believe that they should be held accountable, not just dismissed.
The Egyptian army launched an offensive aimed at militants in the Sinai Peninsula Wednesday morning, with reports of the airstrikes on a number of locations in the north of Sinai. The joint military police offensive comes in the wake of the deadliest attack against security forces in Sinai.
These measures should have been carried out before the catastrophe occurred. They should have purged the peninsula before this massacre took place.
Violence had renewed on Wednesday night in what appeared to be a coordinated attack as gunmen opened fire on 7 government checkpoints. In a statement read out on state TV, the military said it has started the operation in Sinai backed by warplanes to restore stability and regain control of the Sinai Peninsula. It also said that initial operations were successful and that it will continue.
With both a military offensive and wide-ranging change among security officials, it becomes apparent that Egypt is aiming to take charge of the situation in Sinai. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.